This is Global Non-Commissioned Apostles Trinity Church in Omaha, Nebraska. We are a new apostolic wineskin with we are a local church, a congregation with or without a sanctuary. We are a community of home churches. We are an association of churches. Hallelujah. Praise God. And this podcast is the revelation of how we do church. Hallelujah. And if you want more information, please visit ElvisIverson.com. This is a ministry of Supplication House Ministries. And please support this work. Hallelujah. We are planting these apostolic works all over the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. We believe in apostles, prophets. We believe in the home church. Hallelujah. Amen. We believe in signs and wonders. We believe in the priesthood of the believer. And we believe in the Reformed Grace Message. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Iverson Eschatology. Hallelujah. If you want to be blessed, we have our meetings on Sunday at 4 p.m. Hallelujah. You can contact us for our address and contact at ElvisIverson.com if you're coming. Hallelujah. Praise God. And, you know, please don't say you're coming and do not show up. Hey, we are here to do business, okay? We're raising people up in their fivefold ministry gifts, raising up in their gifts and callings. We have been doing this for a short number of years. Hallelujah. We come together to pray apostolic prayers and worship the Lord and hear teachings and fellowship. Hallelujah. And so those that are called to become part of us, every fivefold minister that's called to become a part of us, or any church or organization that wants to join us and come in fellowship with this banner, they have to go through this podcast, okay? We're not looking for people that are say, hey, I want to join this. No, we are an association of churches. We are an apostolic ministration. Hallelujah. And so you must have the revelation how we do church to be a part of us. And then after a period of time, hallelujah, amen, we do accept a few churches to join our organization. It's called Apostolic Adoption. Hallelujah. Amen. Right now, we are going to the nations. We are focusing more on missionary work. Hallelujah. Amen. I am going to several nations around the world in 18 areas. And the theme is called The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. We have a YouTube channel, Global Anarchy. You find that. Also, I personally have a YouTube channel called Apostle Iverson. Hallelujah. And then Elvis Iverson. On Elvis Iverson, we have a playlist called The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. Amen. The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. And that is based on those messages where I'm going around the world. Hallelujah. And you can go in there. Amen. Please support this ministry and plant a seed. Hallelujah. Amen. By making your checks payable to Supplication National Ministries and the memo rate donation and mail it to Supplication National Ministries, P.O. Box 8132, Omaha, Nebraska, 68108. And please visit our website at ElvisIverson.com because we are also foreshadowed by Supplication National Ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for listening and hope you enjoy. And also visit my other podcasts, 72 Nations Conference Call Podcast, which happens the second Friday of every month. Hallelujah. At 9 p.m. Central Time. Hallelujah. You can listen in. You can join and enjoy it. Call in. And also we have Elvis Iverson podcast. Also Seven Thunders Prophetic Podcast. Amen. Hallelujah. Seven Thunders. You can find that more information at ElvisIverson.com. Amen. Well, enjoy this message. Thank you. Amen. This is Global Analog Podcast. Hallelujah. We are a new apostolic wineskin church ministry of Supplication National Ministries. Our website is ElvisIverson.com, and I am Elvis Iverson. Hallelujah. If you are listening to this, hallelujah, please contact us and pray about supporting this ministry, okay? Hallelujah. Make your donations out to Supplication National Ministries. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Support this work. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Visit ElvisIverson.com. Click on the giving page. Hallelujah. Today, I'm in the final time of this podcast. These sermons will be typed out and put into a book. Hallelujah. This is a manual how we do church. Hallelujah. And multitudes of people all over the earth will follow this. Is there a guide? Hallelujah. And today we're talking about the topic is rethinking shepherds. Rethinking shepherds. In Acts chapter 20, verse 28 says, therefore take heed to yourself and to all the flock of men which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to the shepherd of the church of God, which is purchased with his own blood. Hallelujah. It is the Holy Spirit that makes you a shepherd, makes you an overseer in the house of God. It is the Holy Spirit. It is not religious people. It is not Bible colleges. It is not some denomination. Yes, but I do believe, amen, that there needs, people need to recognize the anointing on you. I do believe that you need to be faithful to another man's ministry for a season. I do believe that you need Bible training. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it is the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. That enables you. That makes you an overseer in the house of God. That makes you a shepherd. Hallelujah. It is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. It is not your strength. It's not your might. It is not your whole your years of knowledge. It is the Holy Spirit. That's why we got to be total dependent upon the Holy Spirit. In Matthew. Hallelujah. Amen. Matthew, it says here, in Matthew chapter 9, verse 26, and when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep without an own shepherd. Then he said to the disciples, the harvest is too dependent, but the labors are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest. He sent out labors in the harvest field. One thing is, he is talking about the world. Amen. Here. And the Lord of the harvest, I believe the Lord of the harvest is the Holy Spirit. And so, the multitudes had not have no shepherds. Here's talking about the world. Again, shepherds. Shepherds. Here we just said that you do not become a shepherd, an overseer in the church of God without the Holy Spirit. Here again, they're talking about God needs shepherds to oversee the harvest, to shepherd the sinners. Hallelujah. And we are to pray. And then he said to his disciples, that means that he had a certain number of people that were listening and following him. But then his disciples were a special group. The church is a special group. They are disciples. The church is a special group of people. And it's time to be that special group. But he prayed. to send out laborers in the hard fields. The laborers are few. Hallelujah. We need laborers, my friends. Hallelujah. We need laborers to go forward. Hallelujah. We must go to the hard field. I have begun to go to the nations of the earth. But again, shepherds. You don't think of shepherds over the harvest. You don't think of shepherds overseeing sinners. But here the Bible says so. It is the will of God to have a continual flow of harvest. The reason why we do not have a continual flow of harvest because we've been having the wrong game plan, and we need the right game plan. Hallelujah. And that comes from the book of Acts. Hallelujah. There is a lot of people that are spiritual leaders, but they are just spiritually. They are not fivefold ministry. It is fivefold ministry that are to lead and guide up gear and go before the priest or the believer. Hallelujah. And the church needs to become. It is time for to function as a priest. It is time for to grow forth and move forth as a priest. Hallelujah. Even that the priesthood must be raised up and not limited. In Jeremiah 23, verse 1 says, "Woe to you shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture," says the Lord. "Therefore, says the Lord God of Israel, against the shepherds who feed my people, who scatter my flock and driven them away, and not tend to them, behold, I will attend to you for the evil of your doing, says the Lord. But I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries. Therefore I have driven, and I'll bring them back to their folds." Bring them back to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increased. And I will set up shepherds over them who will feed them, and they shall fear no more, no be dismayed, no shall have any lacking, says the Lord. Wow. So we first see the shepherds over the house of God. Then we see shepherds over the harvest. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we see shepherds in the seven mountain mandate. Ha! Now we see shepherds in the seven mountain mandate. Now we see shepherds in the seven mountain mandate. What? In secular. See, God wants to reform the nuclear church. Okay, that is the church. That's the, our fellowships. That's the vertical. That's the even horizontal cupola. That's, you know, the priestly part. Hallelujah. And then there's the extended part, the extended church, which is the secular church, which is the seven mountain society. My friends, they're Hebrew, we try to divide between what is sacred and what is secular. But the thing is, it's all included. Hallelujah. I mean, it's a circle of God. It's a community that we're put into God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. There, that is just another dimension of the extended of the kingdom of God. Amen. The priestly anointing is meaning, amen, hallelujah, such as prayer and worship and witnessing, hallelujah. Well, the kingly anointing is in the secular realm. Amen. But you need the priestly blessing, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. This is talking about political leaders. This is talking about leaders in the seven mountain side. This is not talking about the fivefold ministry. This is talking about, well, it could be some, amen. This is talking about the believers. That's why you must first become a priest. You must learn to function as a priest and then come into the kingly anointing. Wealth, creation, influence, protecting of the church, increasing our territory. Hallelujah. Here it says, they will solve problems. They will solve problems. In Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 14 and 15, return, O backslidden children, says the Lord, for I will marry to you, and I will take you, one from a city and two from a family, and I will bring you to Zion. And I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. I will give you shepherds. Reason why we have this situation, because we have lukewarm. We have cold heart and hard hearted. We have shepherds that are cold in our heart, not cold in the Christ's heart. Because we have agreed with their spirit, so with the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Father, the Creator. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's why we have these situations and circumstances. But Christ says, God says, I am married to you. Amen. I will marry to you. God is going to bring us back. He wants us to be fed. He's going to give us shepherds according to our heart. In the church, in the harvest, and in the seven months of Zion, that he shall give us shepherds. Hallelujah. He shall give us shepherds. And this is the time. Hallelujah. This is the time. Hallelujah. For I speak life to you, my friends. I speak life to everyone who's listening to this. I speak life. 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 In the name of Jesus, I speak life to you. In Jesus' name, it is time. Will you arise? It is time to be equipped. Set free from the lady spirit. Set free from the clergy spirit. To be productive. Are you useful for the kingdom of God? Are you useful? For the time has come. Do not say this is not the time. Stop sowing seeds into ministries that are not good ground. Start sowing seeds that are in the good ground. Repent of your lukewarmness. Repent of your cold heart. Repent of your hard heart. Hallelujah. Right now, God is setting people free from religious spirits, hindrance, and delay. Hallelujah. God is setting people free from religious spirits and witchcraft spirits and curses, hindrance, and delay. See, the thing is, the word pastor is only one time in the Bible, but, you know, and we're talking about in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11. We're not talking about shepherds. So when we're talking about shepherds, it's more than talking about pastors. We need the New Testament pastor restored. And the New Testament pastor is the home church leader. And they need to flow in teams of two or four. Hallelujah. And they need a minister among the home churches. Hallelujah. You need to have a revelation of the home church, hallelujah. We need to have a revolution of church, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to have a new structure of the home church and an organic flow of the home church, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God has given me the revelation for the church. And I have released it in this podcast, and it's time to open your ears. And here. Not that there's no perfect church. But the thing is, there is an application that is better than majority of churches out there. You know, and so the church, the home church in the New Testament was in a home, and there was one another ministry. The fivefold ministry ministered among them. Amen. And you know, the elders were the mature of the five ministry, and those mature believers helped guide the home church. Hallelujah, amen. Those that were seasoned, that were mature, that were seasoned as Christians, and season in home church. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And they were and they had a proper relationship, season in their relationship with the apostles. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we need the New Testament pastor. Okay. And then it's the teacher that will and that will also will help oversee, okay, among the home churches, okay, to carry the written word, the Holy Scriptures, hallelujah. But he needed, you know, he needed to be hooked up on the logo word too, which is Jesus Christ, hallelujah, the living word. And you need to have the Spirit. There needs to be a freshness, a watering of the word, amen, hallelujah. But that is to carry on, be an extension, amen, hallelujah, of the apostles of that time and this time. And then we have apostles. Apostles are the true shepherds. They are the true shepherds, hallelujah, amen. Apostolic shepherds. There are apostles. There's the vertical, there's horizontal, corporate, there's most apostles are vertical, and then they're less horizontal, they're less corporate. There's church, new apostolic wineskin, apostles, new apostolic congregation apostles, which is church apostles. There's home church apostles that, you know, one is focusing on the whole entire congregation. Amen. Which I say, a company of home church with and without a sanctuary, and the home church apostle planning many home churches. Hallelujah, praise God. But basically, they're the same thing. But one emphasizes one thing, another one emphasizes another thing. Hallelujah. There is Ecclesia. Ecclesia, order, association, apostles, hallelujah, amen, and amen, and then you come to apostles that are over prayer networks, for example. I'm just using an example. They're over a function in the body of Christ, okay. And then we get the horizontal apostles, amen. But the thing is, the Lord showed me that there's going to be urban renewal apostles, okay? Okay, and there's going to be apostles that have loan agencies. There's going to be apostles assigned to nations that will help rebuild the nations, that we will be builder of nation building, hallelujah. The church is going to give the nation build. Then there's be apostles that are focused on making the church beautiful. Hallelujah. Amen. This is a time of apostolic building. And a time of apostolic building. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And by evangelical dimension, a lot of these majority of apostles will become very wealthy. And we need to get over this whole wealth thing. But the thing is, we need to handle the money good and in transparency. Hallelujah. But the thing is, a lot of these apostles are going to become wealthy, and they're going to, and it's going to be angelical intervention, not offering, hallelujah. And so they will not need to depend on the offering. They will sow money into their church and ministry, but they will, I saw the four 500 lists, Forbes 500, and in the future, the top level were all apostles, okay? And then it was business industrialist, Christian businessman, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. And then prophets were, apostles were multi-billionaires, and prophets were multi-millionaires, and they didn't have to depend, okay? Money has been an instrument of control and for many ministry, and that leads us into the sins of Ananias and Sapphira, hallelujah. And so we see the evangelists. The evangelists will minister around the church. Around the church, amen? See, the apostle will be ahead. A mature apostle is that you see his back. He oversees from a distance, hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen? And the evangelist ministers around, 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 adding to the church, adding to the church. Amen? And the prophet ministers around and in between the apostle and the church, hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. Prophets are called to guide, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God is releasing profound breakthrough in your life today. Amen. Amen. Let me pray for you, Father. I pray for everyone who listens to the message. It will influence by the message of the church. Lord, I pray for outpouring of many breakthroughs and many miracles. I pray for outpouring of new apostolic home churches. I pray for outpouring of new apostolic wineskin churches. Outpouring of new apostolic wineskins in Jesus' name. Amen. Reform the vertical, God. Establish the horizontal. Build a cut them on the copet of God. Establish the seven divisions of the church of God. Lord, establish the eight realms of the church of God. Bring forth this new apostolic order in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, O God. In Jesus' name, I speak grace, 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 grace. In Jesus' name, amen.